thought, well, it didn't look like him. Him, a great big stout man.
Mm-hmm.
And he put us both on one and saw hell and him on the other. And I mean, but it was there all day long. We didn't go to the house till just before dark. We'd get down and take care of the feeding and milking and feeding the hogs and slopping them, whatever there was to do. She always liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Before again, whatever, whatever. We had a spring at the back of the house there.
Mm-hmm.
That's up here in White Oak Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We had a spring at the back of the house with my granddad. And
this is your father. No, this is your mother.
That's my mother's. That was my mother's father. Yeah, that was my grandfather on my mother's side.
Did you ever live with them or did you just visit them?
Who's that? My grandfather?
Right.
And we lived him about 18 months. And then he figured, I reckon, that it was too much on him and cost him too much, and us working and paying our way, he took us down and dumped us off with my father that lived in Chattanooga. He was in a boarding house. And of course, he wasn't able to take care of us children, and so they, first thing we knew, we wound up in the Vine Street Orphanage. And then, as the high sheriff at that time, which was Nick, came up and got Mrs. Leonie, took me down there. Of course, he had promised her at the first time before that he would help her to get her one out on his home the next time that he got it, they got Indian down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they got us up, since we were the last group that came in down there, they got us up and had us to stand in line. And she looked us over, and Ben's, I was a little bit the tallest, and the oldest at that time. Well, then she picked me, and so she took me home with her.
But she didn't adopt me.
No, she didn't adopt me, huh? No, she didn't adopt me. And so then I stayed with her until I was 17 years old. And I figured that I was getting about time to be out kind of a man of my own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people can house some crazy long-haired ideas, you know, back when they're young and growing up. And so I got out, stood out on my own, and I really found out what it was all about. But a fella had to go to working his way through and working for different ones. And my first job, I won't forget it, I got a job at working at an old creek.
Okay, well, you were saying your first job was...
You see, they was making these baskets to put peaches in, bushel baskets. And I was running what they call the third band machine. You see, when they make the basket, they put a machine at the top. A band.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then one at the bottom, and then I put the one on in the middle,
mm-hmm.
the third band.
Mm-hmm.
And that wire just goes on there, and a great big old spool of it. And they make it, makes it steeple and does its clamping as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was changed from that van on a cleanup job from upstairs, or cleaning up. And I worked up there for, I don't know, several months. And then I left from there and went out to a dairy farm out on Old Washington Road, out from Dayton. With some people out there, I went working out there for them on a dairy farm, and I worked up there with them for a good long time, a good number of years, a month. And then I finally wound up coming back down to the old lady that raised me, back down there to Miss
mm-hmm.
back where I started from. And I was down there for a little while, and I happened to think at that time of my granddad's old home address, which at that time, when we were living over there, was at Shepherd, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So when Chattanooga came in and took it over, of course I didn't know it at that time. But anyway, I just wrote a letter to H.T. Shepherd, Tennessee, Route 1.
His name was what?
Harm T. Mm-hmm. And so we had, I guess it was